Let's talk about abundance, and let's talk about it in a way that may surprise you. Let's talk about abundance from the point of view of Jose Silva, a person who taught over 5 million graduates in 122 countries. Once in a restaurant in Laredo, Texas, I sneaked out of the convention and there was Jose having lunch. And again, I took advantage of that and went and sat down with him. And I said, Jose, I've been wanting to get more abundance in my life. And I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm making all these lists. And Jose put his finger up and stopped me. And he said, out here is the law of push and shove. And he pushes the salt shaker over and he pushes the pepper container over. Then he shoved them over to the side. It's the law of push and shove and force. On the inside is the law of attraction. He said, you see, on the outside, people are pushing and shoving their world. They're trying to force things to happen. They're trying to impose their will on this world. They're working from a very shallow part of themselves, the beta left brain intelligence, the part of the brain that's only designed to carry out orders. And they've got that in charge. So he said they push and they push and they go after things that don't really mean that much to them. The things that if they get them, they won't be satisfied. So they go after the next thing. They're not in touch with the deepest part of themselves. The part that knows what they will want out of life, what will be rewarding, what will give them a sense of satisfaction and accomplishment, fill their hearts with joy. Now, you remember the example of the factory. And the person who set up outside the factory was opening the computer box as they came out the door on the dock there and taking out parts and putting in parts they needed, painting them a different color, changing the keyboards. And what did they do? They went deeper and deeper and deeper in the factory, which this world is, until they were able to speak with the ones who drew the blueprints, the ones who did the engineering drawings. They made the changes there. And then as those drawings moved out of that office and it started to coalesce, to materialize, as matter started to be attracted to these plans and to arrange itself and be arranged by other people who are also attracted and helping with these plans, that it started to take the shape that the person really wanted. And that's what we're talking about, abundance from the inside out, so that when that box comes out there, it's already done. There's no effort to put out. People are always trying to effort to get something done. So if you can go deeper and get more connected to higher intelligence, to what you really want in life, and set up a pattern, then that pattern will begin to act on the world as it comes from the spiritual and the mental and moves into the subatomic particles, into atoms and molecules, into different substances, then that pattern will produce for you what you want with so much less effort. You've seen people in life, they're always busy, they're working so hard, and they just don't get what they want. And you've seen people who accumulate and accumulate and accumulate, and it's never enough because what they're accumulating doesn't fit with what their deeper needs are. Now, because you purchased this recording and because you are taking the time to listen to this recording, you are finding a way to easily go deep inside and find out what you really want. What's going to give you a sense of abundance and satisfaction and joy in your life? Let's consider a tree. Now, a tree has this water that comes out of the ground, and it must get that water way up there, 100 feet high, and to every limb and every leaf. And it doesn't have a pump. How does it get the water up there? Well, actually, the tree takes no action to get the water up there. It uses what the water wants to do anyway. It has shaped its consciousness and shaped itself and its actions so that it uses the capillary action of the water, nature's own forces at work. And the water does the work and moves up the tree and carries with it all the nutrients, the minerals, everything that tree needs to be abundant. If you took a little glass of water and make a little puddle on a table and take a cloth or paper napkin and move it over there close to the puddle where it just barely touches the puddle of water, what will happen? Now, if you said, well, the napkin will absorb the water, then we're reacting from the left brain hemisphere. If you look more deeply and use your right hemisphere, you'll see that the water is doing the work. The water is coming into the napkin. The napkin's just laying there. It's made of a fiber from trees and wood. So it's just laying there, and the water's doing the work. So the lesson from this, the lesson from Jose, is if you shape your consciousness, then you will attract to you that which you need, and only what you need. It's the law of attraction.